News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival. Hello, and welcome to News from the Bunker, brought to you by TuckerSurvival.com. Fauci says, don't wear a mask. Fauci says, wear a mask. Fauci says, do as I say, not as I do. Fauci says, wear goggles. Fauci says, maybe a face shield, too. So it seems like Anthony Fauci is just saying all kinds of stuff. Sometimes I gotta wonder if he's just enjoying watching Americans just do as he says. So now the latest news is he's after telling us we don't need a mask, we do need a mask. But he doesn't wear his own mask when he's at baseball games or on the floor of the Congress during a hearing. He takes it off when he's done. Now he's saying that all Americans should be wearing goggles and face shields. So anything to keep us from getting the coronavirus, I guess. Even though there's no real scientific evidence that any of this does any good at all. So again, Anthony Fauci is just, I think, seeing how far he can get America to go. But it is time that we really begin to question what Mr. Fauci is asking for, because it really doesn't make much sense anymore. We've seen around the world where some people in some countries are not required to really wear masks, you know, the results really aren't a whole lot different than the countries where they are wearing the mask. So, I mean, the numbers are so skewed anyway, it's hard to believe anything anymore. When you see everything is COVID now, even if you're in a motorcycle accident, oh, you died from COVID. And interestingly enough, now the death rates from the normal flu in America have gone down for some reason, even though they say that COVID death rates are somehow going up, but they're not. So there is so much misinformation with these numbers, and it's truly just gaslighting at this point. I mean, there's no way they can keep pushing this with these fake numbers. You know, and the narrative has changed so many times since the beginning, when it was all about the death rate. Oh, there's going to be millions of people. Well, that didn't work out. That's going down. So they don't even really talk about that anymore. Now it's all about infection rate. Well, infection rate I thought was good because that's herd immunity. Oh, no, we can't have that. Hospitals are going to overflow. Well, they weren't overflowing. You know, and now the hospitals are getting full because they're allowing their normal elective surgeries to come back. So now all these people that were not coming to the hospital for heart attacks and other ailments that they had because of the coronavirus, they didn't want to overload the system. Well, now they're all starting to show up, and many of them have died in the process of waiting. So, yeah, the hospitals are getting more busy, but it's not necessarily because of COVID. So, once again, Mr. Fauci is just saying we should try all these different things, even though he's not really following his own advice. And when questioned about his mask being off at the baseball game, he said he was getting a drink of water, even though there's numerous photos of him talking and whoever the woman was next to him, I guess maybe his wife, her mask was off for a while, and then it was back on. His water bottle was sitting down in his seat the whole time. So it did not really look like he was, you know, planning on getting that water bottle anytime soon. So there you go. Just another example of the people in charge telling us to do things and not having any intention of doing it themselves. So continuing along this line of mask and people not wanting to wear masks anymore, the people of Germany have come out in droves. Over 17,000 people in Berlin have come out to protest the wearing of masks and these insidious lockdowns that they're having to go through. They said they would like natural immunity, not vaccines. And they are pushing back against the mask for the same reason that many people around the world are pushing back. It's just, you know, it's inconclusive to getting back to any sense of normal. Because you've got not only the mask, you've got the social distancing. So if you have restaurants, you have theaters, you know, theaters can't even open yet. Restaurants are, in America, 25% capacity. You got to sit outside, but it's hot outside. And now they're saying that the barbers and hairstylists in California can sit outside and cut their hair, and the hair is floating into the restaurant next door because people are sitting outside. So these are the things that around the world, people are starting to get really fed up with this and pushing back against this narrative, as they should. We're letting these few people in charge make all these mandates that if you just look down the road, you know this is not going to work. These businesses are going to fail. And you have to wonder, is this their plan? You know, to crash the economies, to get rid of these small business owners, to crash the middle class so that they can get you on their government subsidies and, you know, government money that they're printing out of thin air, which is just fiat currency anyway, so that they can control you, you know, and say, well, you're going to have these immunity passes before you can go to work and do this. You know, who are these people? Who gave them the right to try and control everyone on this planet? Nobody did, except, you know, we did vote them in, so it's time to vote them out. But we did not give them permission to do these draconian measures that they've been working on for years. All you got to do is study your history and start putting the pieces together. You know, this is what it's all about. It's all about the vaccines. People around the world, thank goodness, are starting to see this. They don't want the vaccines. They don't want to do this anymore. They want to just get on with their life, and whatever happens, happens. So we need to keep pushing back. We need to keep protesting, not by burning cities down or any of that nonsense, but by getting involved, by showing up like the people in Berlin, protesting in that way, by not complying with these measures. What, are they going to arrest everybody? Are they going to try to fine everybody? You know, at first they ask you to do it, and they demand you do it. And if you don't do it, now we're going to fine you. And if we fine you too many times, then we're going to arrest you. Could be why they're letting all the prisoners out in America, so they can arrest all the law-abiding citizens. I mean, that's just insanity. So anyway, just another continuing saga of the anti-mask attitude that people are starting to get around the world. And there's even reports now that the masks are causing issues, just like I have thought for a long time, with people's breathing. People are starting to have lung issues, salivary gland infections, nasal infections, because they're forced to wear these masks all day. And then if it's hot, that just adds to the problem. So we're starting to see some of these health issues now that are caused by wearing these masks all day, you know, and some of them are really restrictive that just basically cover your entire face up except for your eyes. So yeah, it's time to say enough is enough, and you know, we're not gonna do this. You need to show the real data on this, the real science, because you know what? There's far more data in science that says this is not a good idea to be wearing these. So more power to the people of Berlin. I hope this will catch on around the world and in America too, and we can start pushing back against this narrative before it's too late. You know, and then we are wearing goggles, and we are wearing face masks, and we're wearing gloves, and wearing hazmat suits, and we can't go anywhere. I mean, that's not living, people. That's not a life worth living. So this could be our last stand to finally push back and get the pitchforks out and say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. It seems that Americans are starting to innovate when it comes to their school-age children. Since the schools have been locked down and they're trying all this distance learning, which isn't going real well for a lot of the kids. They're not really used to doing this. Some of the teachers are not used to doing it. Some teachers probably like it. So it is causing some problems, though. So some parents now are starting to erect their own kind of one school or one-room schoolhouses with little tents or pop-up shelters, converting a garage, a basement, so that they can teach their children and maybe a couple of the neighborhood children. So they're getting innovative, which isn't a bad thing. Probably homeschooling, they're learning a whole lot more than they were in the indoctrinating educational system. So some of the concerns are, though, you know, the weather is okay in some parts of the country, but when it gets to be winter, what are they going to do? So they're trying to figure that out. You know, what about bathrooms? So there are some challenges, but interesting to see that some parents are just taking the challenge and trying to figure out how to keep their kids in the educational loop, because a lot of kids are suffering because they're not in school. They're not socializing, even though the data has shown that no student anywhere in the world has gotten a teacher sick. So, you know, that doesn't seem to be an issue. And there's a lot of pushback that we need to get the schools open again, that this is really detrimental to our children, that they're suffering from depression. You know, they're used to being social and being around their friends, and all of a sudden have that cut off. It's very cruel. You know, we need to really look at the larger picture. Yeah, there's a lot of people getting sick, a lot of people dying from this, but the numbers are so skewed, like I was mentioning earlier, that, you know, I think a lot of it's just fake numbers. And they've got some other narrative involved that they're trying to push. And vaccines is one of them. When you have companies making billions of, you know, syringes and other distribution devices for vaccines, it's pretty obvious that they're planning on vaccinating everyone on this planet, that that's what it is. That's where the money is. Follow the money. This is what this is all about. That's why there's pushback against Bill Gates and his vaccines, because they have maimed people, paralyzed people, killed people. So there are countries in Africa that are pushing back and saying, no, we don't want your vaccines, Mr. Gates. And good. I mean, this is really a time of revolution around this planet, you know, and it's not about being destructive and doing that, as we're seeing in some parts of America and around the world with the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa. That is the wrong way to do things. That is nothing but anarchy. That's not what we're talking about here. There's lots of ways to protest in a way to get your points across and to not comply with the draconian measures that are being pushed upon us. So, I will be keeping you updated on this story as it develops. There have been some other areas around the world that have also been pushing back against this for some time. So, definitely be keeping an eye on this and doing future reports on this. I want to thank you for joining in to this week's News from the Bunker, brought to you by TuckerSurvival.com. So if you want to find out some more information, you can go to TuckerSurvival.com, where we've got blogs that we're working on. We've got podcasting. You can go to our podcast channel. You can catch us on Spotify, Anchor FM. There's a number of other ones. So just kind of look around, but Anchor FM is kind of our main area where we upload, and it distributes out to the other podcasting platforms. And you can also find some of those links on the website. You can get to our Brighteon channel, so, and check that channel too. And also on YouTube, you can check that as well. We also have our videos up there as well. So again, I want to thank you for joining in to Tucker Survival's News from the Bunker. And you stay safe out there, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye. News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival and is produced by MBJ Media Services.